Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Along with Ed Alexander, we are presenting you The Buckmaster Show for this Monday, the 2nd of March, 2015. Hope you had a great weekend. Looking forward to a very productive work week. We're coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We're live streaming our show on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We have all of our programs available for you through podcasts. That's at buckmastershow.com. On our Monday political face-off, our team of commentators today, John Munger and Vince Robigo, they'll be up to the plate in a few moments. Coming up at 12:30, our conversation on foreign affairs and military issues with former U.S. Army Chief of Staff General John Wickham. We'll have to ask General Wickham, and he is very wired into the military community here in southern Arizona, what he thinks of this news to pretty much ground 9 A-10s at Davis Mountain Air Force Base as part of the Air Force's overall plan, which is to basically ground permanently the A-10. So we'll let General Wickham weigh in on that at 12:30. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Folks can call us at any time during our hour, and you can also be a friend on Facebook page. I think we're just about 6 or 7 friends away from 4,000. So help put us over the top, and you can also send me an email. Got the computer in front of me. It's bill@buckmastershow.com. Let's welcome now our team of commentators. John Munger, Tucson attorney, former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents. He was a 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Also with us, seated to the left of me, another attorney here in town, Vince Robigo. Vince, longtime Democrat Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate in 2010. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. The first ever inventory sale still going on at Moe's, up to 75% off. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Vince and John, how was the weekend?
Good. How are you doing, Bill?
Very good. Thank you for asking.
Good weekend. Great U of A basketball game there.
Yeah. Clinching.
Great game.
Clinching the Pac-10 title, and now the question becomes, will they be a number one seed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I went to the Tucson Symphony yesterday and watched the Texas Tenors sing with the Tucson Symphony. That was fabulous.
Wow.
That was really good.
The Texas Tenors.
Yeah, they can sing anything from Pavarotti to Rocky Top, Tennessee. They were great.
That's cool.
I didn't have a chance to see that.
Well, Vince and John, since both of you ran for office, statewide office in 2010, I'm just curious about how you feel about this effort that would really move up the primary. They haven't really set a, you know, how they're going to do it, but there's talk to move it from the last week of August perhaps to the first week of August or even May or June. How do you guys feel about that, Vince?
You know, I haven't studied it or thought too much about it, but just gut level reaction. Mm-hmm. I think it unduly compresses the time limit for people to get out there if there's a primary where there's actually a battle going on, and people tend to not, you know, obviously the on either side of the aisle, people will pay attention, but it's a smaller group of people, and then people are really not paying attention until the general. So I don't know. I think it compresses it. It's unclear what the benefits are. Maybe John has a different perspective. I don't know why there's a burning need for changing the
Well, debates. I think one of the problems is with the primary in late August, nobody's here in late August, and or too many people aren't here. And I can see, and if you move it up to September, then you don't have enough time between the primary and the general. So I could see moving it back to May and mid-late May so that people were still here before they left for the summer. And I think that would have some benefits. And I think that the candidates would just plan their primary movements earlier. And then they'd have the plenty of time to campaign and plenty of time to get their message out.
The problem is if you move it to early August, it's not, you, as you say, John, very few people are around even in late August. I would say fewer people are probably around even in early August.
Yeah. School starts around the mid-August, so a lot of families are here in later August. But it's very hard to campaign in August. It's very hard to go door-to-door, talk to people. It's very hot, and so there would be some advantage to doing May. I can live with it either way. A burning issue for me.
Okay.
I don't think it's a burning issue for me. I think it's hard to campaign during the summer months, no matter what, in Arizona. I always hear this anecdote that there's nobody here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that that's true. Certainly a lot of people use that period to vacation, but by and large, there's a lot of people that got to work.
Well,
you hear that, yeah. And certainly people like to take advantage of the summer months for those that have children because they're able if they can afford it, they're able to leave. But, you know, I've never seen any sort of rock-solid numbers. It's very anecdotal saying there's just not people around.
That's a good point. And people can vote by early ballot, so you know they don't have to go to the polls, so they can vote from wherever they're from. As I say, it's not a burning issue to me. I could see it both ways, as Vince can.
John Munger and Vince Robigo with us. It is our Monday political face-off. A very big event for Republicans was the Conservative Political Action Conference meeting over the weekend. It was held at National Harbor in Maryland, and one of the highlights every year is the straw poll. And for the third straight year, Rand Paul, the Kentucky senator, won the annual poll. He had about 26%. Scott Walker, Wisconsin governor, came in with a little over 21%. And then Ted Cruz had about 11.5%. Ben Carson, very close, the retired neurosurgeon, had 11.5%. Is Rand Paul, John Munger, that popular with the Republicans?
Well, no, he's not. Rand Paul's fine, but you need to remember that his father had always won that same straw poll before Rand Paul started running. So, and what they do is there is in that particular group a lot of libertarian types, and they bus in people for that. At that event, two candidates bust in delegates. Rand Paul bust in and Jeb Bush bust in people. Jeb Bush only came up with 8% out of that group. Rand Paul, I think his father had won the prior 5 years, times that it occurred. So I'm not surprised to see Rand Paul win that. I was pleasantly surprised to see how well Scott Walker did, coming in at 21% to Rand Paul's 26% when Scott Walker didn't bus anybody in. He just won on the merits based on the people that were there or took second place.
Would he be a good nominee?
He is my favorite candidate personally, and he just tells it like it is. I am very tired of the coronated candidates who, you know, and the dynasties. I'd like to see some regular people running for election who have new ideas and really want to do the job and don't just want to burnish their lifetime resume. So I'm a big supporter of his. I like Marco Rubio. And those are kind of the two candidates that I favor. I like Carly Fiorina, incidentally.
What do you think, Vince?
Well, you know, I think it's always interesting for those that are not in the Republican Party to watch what's going on because you know, this conference, the CPAC conference, it's not even about appeasing the base of the Republican Party. It's about appeasing those that are diehard in the conservative movement at its sort of spear tip edge, so to speak. These are those that are pushing the envelope on all different levels, and it is at the same time, because of that, like a purity test. And so when you see that, and you see, you see folks like, you know, Rand Paul, certainly, you know, that someone like that is with that libertarian streak and his obviously his father and the long history there, you're going to see somebody like that come out on top. And you see sort of the efforts of those who are more middle of the road, to the extent you can describe them as that, having to do a dance so as not to destroy their general election sort of capacity. For example, look at Jeb Bush. You saw Jeb Bush coming out trying to appease them, saying, oh, I now know I was, you know, or Rubio, for example, saying, I know now that I was wrong on immigration. We can't have comprehensive immigration together as a package without just sort of doing enforcement first. You see Jeb Bush, on the other hand, coming out and saying, hey, wait a second. You're cherry-picking my record. Let me explain to you why I am a conservative and why I meet this test, so to speak, and look at these individual blips that we're giving sort of the ideological part of the movement, of the conservative movement, giving them heartburn and saying, look at this in context, look at that in context, because he's looking at the touchdown. He's playing the long game. He wants to be able to go in there, stay a viable candidate, yet not go full tilt to the right, not attacking people like Bobby Jindal. Let's attack everybody. I'm anti-establishment. So for me, and for those that are, this is obviously all sort of insider bubble talk, because the vast majority of Americans are not watching this. They don't care. They're not paying any attention. But it's those both pundits, folks that are involved in politics and watch it, like John and myself, and then those that are on the Republican side of the aisle, those that are part of this movement. With respect to what John said, with respect to Scott Walker, I thought he was doing well, and then a major blunder.
What was that?
Well, he compared his fighting against union labor policies in his state to fighting ISIS terrorism, yeah. And that would give him the credentials to do that. And of course, right away he had to walk that back. That's
what the talking heads in Washington wanted to say.
Read the transcript.
You've had your chance. He talked about that several times. He said, "Look, I have leadership skills. I can lead. I can take on the unions. I know how to lead." And he wasn't saying the unions were the same as ISIS. That's political trash talk.
He made the analogy.
No, he didn't.
He did.
He
said, if I can fight 100,000 labor activists in my state, I can take on ISIS.
He was talking about his leadership skills.
Who is he comparing ISIS to?
Vince, look. Let's talk
about reality.
You need to have heard the rest of his comments. I've heard the rest of his comments. The point is that you can always take something somebody says. The thing I like about Scott Walker is he was interviewed on the one of the weekend Sunday shows, and he said the interviewer kept trying to get him in to talk about this Washington trash talk. You know, well, everybody's talking about this and Scott Walker said, no, everybody isn't talking about that. You guys in the Beltway are talking about that. And he said, that isn't what the American public is interested in. The American public is interested in the economy, jobs. They're worried about national security. And that's what they're interested in. And that's what I'm going to talk about. Okay. And I find that very attractive.
We're going to take a break right here. It's 12:18 on the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off. John and Vince, they'll be right back.
At Perfection Auto Works, we can do everything from a simple tune-up, oil change, air conditioning, engine rebuild, or brakes. We specialize in Porsche, Audi, Volkswagen, Volvo, BMW, and Mercedes. We work on the whole thing, from the tires to the trunk lock. 323-8650, 323-8650. Our free 26-point inspection looks ahead for problems. 323-8650. That's 323-8650.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover 2 of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Welcome back. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, Vince Robigo, John Munger. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. John, we were talking during the break that you believe Hillary Clinton will not be the Democratic nominee for president. Bottom line, why?
Well, I think that the Obama machine will end up supporting, and it's a significant machine, will end up supporting either Elizabeth Warren or maybe Joe Biden. And moreover, I don't think Hillary Clinton has anything to offer. She's got a lot of problems. This latest, she's not ever accomplished anything. ever. She is boring. She isn't in good health. She's now got problems with all of these many nations out contributing tens of millions of dollars to her personal foundation, which puts her, she's the one, you know, the Democrats are the one constantly preaching to us about how, oh, money runs campaigns and, you know, the big money people are in there running this. And here she's got, you know, the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait and all of these countries putting money in her private foundation. And she's going to claim she's not beholden to them somehow? That's crazy. She's got way too many problems, and the Democrats have better candidates that they can run. Their best candidate, incidentally, would be Mario Cuomo. Hmm. That would be a very difficult candidate to beat. But if they run Elizabeth Warren, my opinion, that's going to be very close to running George McGovern again. I think she'll get trounced. I think Joe Biden is their second best candidate. Because the public has some confidence that Joe Biden would at least defend the country. And he does know how to work with Congress.
All right. Vince, John stating that Hillary is, what did you say, John, has never done anything?
Well, I think that's pretty laughable. Talk about a former United States Secretary of State, former U.S. Senator, and a longtime accomplished lawyer in her own right. So, you know, those are just sort of ad hominem attacks.
They're not true.
And I'll tell you why, and I'll show you why they're not true. You know, we were talking about CPAC, the conservative conference.
Yes.
Well, you know, aside from the president, you know, aside from attacks on our current sitting president at CPAC, guess who else took center stage?
Who is that?
That was Hillary Clinton, because people, like whether it was Carly Fiorina or other candidates that on the Republican side that are trying to line up, are all trying to take pot shots at Hillary Clinton. And why is that? That's because she is, as of right now, probably the most formidable candidate on the Democratic side. Obviously has not announced. And already she is taking center stage. Now, people don't go around taking pot shots of somebody if they aren't strong, competent, and need to essentially try to take that person down, because to them, she is the enemy. And that's what you saw at CPAC. You saw Carly Fiorina trying to say similar things, taking pot shots Hillary Clinton. And she's very formidable. Now, as far as what John was saying about that the Obama machine is going to back somebody else, and this is very sort of insider bubble and maybe counterintuitive, but you will recall that that President Obama turned sort of the movement that he started, turned over the reins, and that sort of entity became an actual entity, which is not a political committee. There's a nonprofit organization out there, Organizing for America. And that entity is not going to be getting involved in politics. It's pushing a movement on healthcare, immigration issues, and other issues.
So you say they'll be on the sidelines for the election?
I think they're there to support policies. But what I'm saying is, the only extent you're going to see sort of like power or push from President Obama, I believe, and this is just my two cents. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you from having seen this organization develop into its own organization, you're going to see it on perhaps the money and the fundraising side and perhaps on the endorsement side. But you're not going to see what I think John just described, that there's this sort of ground troops political machine that's going to sort of spring in action at President Obama's direction. He's going to leave his legacy intact, and he's not going to be trying to sort of handpick
a
successor.
Puppet strings.
You're not going to see that.
Let me respond to that.
that's my view.
This organization,
I could be wrong, but that's my view.
This organization is out there, but the people in the organization are free to do whatever they want. And in my opinion, they will find time to run that campaign. And as Vince said, that group will contribute very substantially financially, and basically they're out there on hold, and they will reappear, and I'll bet you a nickel on that those same people will be out there. Now, let's go back to Hillary Clinton. Of course, people at CPAC went after Hillary Clinton. That's what you do. She is currently the most likely candidate who will currently the most likely candidate. And of course, and when we of course they attacked her. And when we get a candidate, you guys will attack our candidate. There's nothing extraordinary about that. Now, the second thing is, let's look at what her record is. Her record is great. She went to Putin when she first got into office as Secretary of State, and she said, we're going to push a reset button with Russia. How's that worked out in the Ukraine and in the Baltic states? Putin is one of the worst dictators we've seen in the last 30 years. The reset button didn't work. It now turns out that Hillary Clinton is the one that wanted to attack Libya. And the CIA was saying, don't attack Libya, because the there's nothing wrong with Gaddafi in terms of maintaining the stability of the country. By virtue of Hillary Clinton's activities and raiding Libya, what do we have? A disaster.
All right. We're going to have to wrap it up. Vince, do you have a final quick comment?
You know what? They can disparage all they like. Her record has been thoroughly vetted. It was vetted in the primary. She lost to President Obama. But I'm talking about her record of accomplishment. Mm-hmm. She is very strong. You will see what. I'm not sure she's going to be the only candidate. We'll see if she announces, and if she does, she will be the most.
You're
vulnerable
on for
candidate.
A nickel. I bet she's not the candidate.
We'll see.
Well, we'll see.
Vince Robigo, John Munger, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook, presenting our Monday political face-off. Check out Moe for all of your picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems needs. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Thank you, Moe. We'll be right back.
Are you chemically sensitive? Worried about exposing your family and pets to chemicals sprayed around your home?
5-Star Termite and Pest Control may be your answer. Our patented treatment process has been used on many chemically sensitive families' homes. Homeowner and pet interaction with the termite barrier is rare because it's held safely within the wall void. We won't treat the soil in the yard where your pets and children play.
5-Star Termite and Pest Control, treating the termites' food, not the earth. 886-0045.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Please join the UA College of Science, which celebrates the premiere of its 10th free public lecture series starting Monday, January 26th. This year's 7 lecture series topic is Life in the Universe, which explores our universe of molecular, biological, and cosmic scale to ask, what is life and how do we recognize it? Each program starts at 7 p.m. More information at cos.arizona.edu.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
This is Bill Buckmaster coming up on the Buckmaster Show on Tuesday, the Tucson-Korea Business Connection. We'll talk with former Tucson Mayor Bob Walkup, who now is Arizona's honorary consul to the Republic of Korea. Also, we talk water with David Modier, head of the Central Arizona Project. Noon to 1 on Buckmaster on AM 1030, KVOI The Voice, and anytime. Streaming of the show, podcasts, and show archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our Monday edition, the first Monday of March already, as we push toward 12:35 on this kind of expected to be rainy afternoon here in Tucson, Arizona. Once a month, we are honored to have one of our contributors on the Buckmaster Show who specializes in the military and foreign affairs. He is General John Wickham, the U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He's now retired in Oro Valley, and he joins us on the Buckmaster Show live line. General Wickham, how are you?
Oh, doing fine, Bill. Glad to be on your wonderful program.
Thank you very much. A lot of folks very concerned in Tucson. They read in the paper over the weekend about the Air Force deciding to put 9 A-10s at Davis Mountain in a backup status. Is this a big deal, General?
It could be a big deal in the long run because we don't know what the next shoe is going to be when it drops. But having been a service chief of the Army, I understand what the Air Force Chief of Staff is trying to do, trying to maintain modernization and readiness with his Air Force capabilities. And given the sequestration of funds which Congress imposed, it's very difficult. So there has to be some efforts to retire assets, close bases, and things like that. And just retiring some 9 aircraft, I don't think is a big deal right now, but it could be in the long run. The A-10, we know, is a wonderful close air support aircraft, and it's valuable in the combat capabilities. However, it's a 40-year-old aircraft, and we really need to look to the future and build another type of aircraft like that.
General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. Folks are urged to join us at 790-2040, and that's where our first call comes in. Let's go to Russ on the Buckmaster Show live line. Russ has a question about foreign affairs. Go ahead, Russ.
Yeah, good afternoon, General. And
hello,
Bill.
Russ. Yeah.
General, it's always an honor to talk to you, and thank you for your service to our country.
Thank
it really
you very
is an honor.
Much.
My question is this. I've noticed in the last maybe 3 or 4 months, there's been a greater emphasis on foreign affairs. It seems like the last 3 or 4 years, basically with the economy, probably because of the recession, foreign affairs was kind of like in the back. But I've noticed, like, even people that are starting to run for major offices, foreign affairs is coming up and almost bypassing economy. I just like your comment, and I'll take the answer off the air, sir.
Thank you, Russ.
Russ, good question. Excellent. I think a lot of people have the same view as you, and obviously as we see candidates roll out for 2016 election, that we're going to hear more about that. And why is foreign affairs taken a big stage center? Well, I think the ISIL, or now it's called the Arabic word Daesh, is prominent in the minds of a lot of people. And the uncertainty that all of that means for the future. Are we going to get involved with Syria, more back with Iraq and Afghanistan? What about Europe and the Ukrainian problems there? What about the economic situation with Greece and the next country that's going to run up against problems with the payback of loans? So that's what's generating a lot of focus. People are worried about that. And guess what? The stock market is also worried. And that's why it's up and down, up and down. The price of oil, up and down, up and down. So I think it's a natural phenomenon for people to worry a little bit about economic, about foreign affairs and where we are headed. And I think there's a yearning on the part of the public for strong leadership to maybe to help us through some of these difficulties.
Okay, thank you, General, for responding to Russ. Let's go now to Matthew. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello, sir. Speaking of foreign policy, obviously with the recent death of the opposition leader, Boris Nemtsov, do you believe that the time has come for a rethinking of America's posture towards Russia? I know we've already probably quietly began moving assets anyway to other countries that are NATO-allied. But the hegemony situation affecting Lithuania, Estonia, and the other countries, Moldavia, is a serious concern. What are your thoughts about that? And I know you addressed it sort of on the edge. I was hoping you'd go a little deeper. Thank you, sir. And also, I don't know if you know this, but recently the Air Force did pull a plane out of the boneyard successfully. I think it was a B-52, and I think that's another plus for Tucson that we do have the boneyard. Thank you.
Amen, Matthew. As you point out, the whole boneyard there is a phenomenal asset. It actually makes money for the U.S. government by selling parts, and it's a capability that we can make use of, as you point out, by taking aircraft out of the boneyard. And they last there longer because of the dry air and the way they cleverly preserve them. So you're exactly right. Now, what about Russia? Complicated situation, no doubt about it, with Putin and Ukraine. To a degree, we have created some of the problems by pushing NATO closer and closer to the Russian border. NATO was created to counter the Soviet Union. And so we're pushing it. And Estonia and Latvia and those small countries, some of them used to be part of the Soviet Union, are now members of NATO. And so Russians, understandably, feel threatened as we talk about pushing NATO closer and closer. There's been talk about Ukraine should become a member of NATO. Well, Russia's not going to be very happy with that. So there's some anxiety there, and I think we need to be very cautious about how we push the military capabilities right up against Russia. I think we need to get Russia involved in a more responsible way in world affairs. They help with the situation with Syria and getting rid of the lethal chemical weapons. That's helpful. I think Russia can play a role in trying to moderate the future of Syria. They want to do that. They want to be helpful. I think Russia can play a very important role in dealing with Iran. Russia has offered to take all of Iran's enriched uranium and put it on Russian soil and guard it and protect it, and that could be a very useful step in the right direction of putting a lid on Iranian capabilities, which I think we've got to do. So we need to engage Russia rather than to continue to push him away and to create problems for the world in Europe. I don't think, for example, we should be arming the Ukrainians. We can help them with defensive capabilities, but we ought not to be giving weapons that can lead to offensive capabilities that could be another way of threatening Russia.
All right, 12:43 on the Buckmaster Show. Another call for you, General. Jim has a comment or question about Chinese naval activity. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, good afternoon, General. I'm concerned about Chinese naval activity around the Sakhalin. There seems to be a report floating around that says that they're actively training to take back those islands from Japan. Have you seen anything? Do you think they're credible reports? And don't you think it would be a perfect opportunity for China to take advantage of some of the chaos that we got going on with Russia in the Middle East right now?
Having been to China half a dozen times and met some Russians over there in China on the border and talked with them, that was a few years ago, I share your concerns, and the Russians do have some concern about Chinese hegemonic activities. On the other hand, China, while it is nationalistic and seeks to become a major power in the world, and will be economically, militarily, they're still second class to the United States, but they are growing in capability. But at the same time, China needs stability in the region and needs to present an image of stability in the world in order to enhance their own national security. So I don't see that China is going to stir the pot militarily in a dangerous way. But they will be, they could be potentially threatening in Asia, and that's why I think there's some wisdom to Obama's pivot to Asia. And we need to put more muscle into that pivot and more visibility on it to reassure our friends and allies in Asia that we are there to protect stability and to protect your interests as well as ours.
All right, 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to take a break. General Wickham will be back with us right after the break. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. If you're looking for a great getaway, Silver City is just 3 hours away from Tucson. Historic Silver City, so much to do in the area, including the historic and world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, which is just north of Silver City. Great places to stay, like Little Toad Creek Inn and Casitas de Gila Guest Houses and Continental Divide RV Park. You can find out about all the great places to stay and things to do by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. We'll be right back with General Wickham.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Did you know that Goodwill of Southern Arizona spends 90 cents of every dollar supporting 5 youth programs, 5 adult programs, and over 500 full-time jobs? When you donate and shop with Goodwill, you strengthen our community by empowering children, adults, and people with barriers to employment. Friendly employees are ready to assist you with your donations at over 40 locations across Southern Arizona. Drop-off locations and more information are available at GoodwillSouthernAZ.org.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven woven rugs from around the globe. The Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff, joins us once a month. We're honored to have the general with us talking about military and foreign affairs. And I know that we have a lot of people in this community who are retirees from the military, and they're very concerned about the military retirement proposals that are now on the table. Briefly, is this a bad thing for the Army, General?
It's bad timing, you're right, Bill, but it's in some ways it's necessary as we draw down from these wars that have cost us $4 trillion. There is a need to begin to rebuild our military capabilities and America's strengths. And so part of that involves doing something within the Defense Department. Half of the defense dollar, every dollar, goes for people, the pay and benefits of people. And so there is some wisdom in taking a look at those benefits and whether they can be adjusted. There may be some sense in it. For example, there's a little lot of unfairness. Young people who go to the military and do not last for 20 years get out at 18, 19 years service. They get no retirement at all. And I think that's unjust. So does the military. People that are looking at retirement, we ought to vest people in the military earlier, maybe at 5 years or maybe from the beginning, and let people contribute something to their retirement themselves so they're building up a nest egg. So there is some wisdom in taking a very hard look at it, and there may be some adjustments that people don't like in the way of health care. Health care in the military is free, and TRICARE for life after you retire is one of the best benefits you can imagine. There's no cost sharing. And maybe there should be more cost sharing. So I think there is some wisdom in taking a hard look at it.
We had a comment come in today during the interview here. This comes in from Noah. He wants me to ask you to clarify your remarks about that you made last month about soldiers and repeat tours. Noah says that you said that the repeat tours, they're motivated by money, decorations, or domestic problems at home.
Well, that's true. I've seen that in Vietnam. A lot of people went back again and again and again for those reasons. So I have personal experience from that. And I think from what I've heard from talked about people in the Middle East situation, some of that is the case. But most of the repeat tours are, as Noah points out, are not caused by that. It's caused by policy, that we just didn't have enough soldiers, tried to get more, or Marines. Now, the Marines had a policy of 6 months deployment, and then you came home. I thought that made a lot of sense. The Army did not do that. They stuck with the one-year arrangement and could not get enough troops to make it easier on the troops. With these long wars, we've relied heavily on the National Guard and Reserves, and we should have done build them up more than we did. And interesting point here, we have yet to give the reserves and National Guard the same benefits, equality, as active duty people. One of my sons is an attorney that deals entirely with military people, retirement and benefits, and he has pointed that out again and again and again. The Congress has failed to fix that problem. So if we're going to do repeat tours, we need to treat the Guard and Reserves just like the active duty people in terms of benefits.
The Afghanistan situation, the current plan is now to draw down U.S. forces this year, completely withdraw by the end of next year. But serious consideration is being given to slowing that pace, perhaps to retain kind of a, there would be a multi-year residual force. Why is that, General Wickham?
I think it's prudence, Bill. I think it's driven by a situation on the ground. As you know, Ash Carter, the new Secretary of Defense, that was the first place he visited after he was confirmed, a few days after confirmation, to get his own feel for what's going on, talking to people, visiting the country, talking to the new president, Ghani, a very educated man, and he has asked for a little more flexibility in our forces over there. What we've got to face is an issue in the United States. Afghanistan cannot pay for its own defense. It doesn't have the resources. We're probably going to have to pay at least $15 to $20 billion a year for the indefinite future to help with their defense, if not more. We've got some help from allies and coalition, but we're going to pay the bulk of it. And so we've got to be sure that that investment is handled right. If we aren't careful, corruption going to creep in and steal much of it. So I think we have to keep troops on the ground there to be sure that we're giving good advice to the Afghans as they grow and to be sure that they are capable of taking over total responsibility for securing their country.
790-2040 for questions or comments for General Wickham. ABC News is reporting that the leader of North Korea is telling his people to prepare for a war with the United States. It's almost like the leader of North Korea, if he's not in the news almost every other day, he wants to be apparently with these kind of, I don't know, it sounds pretty outrageous, but I don't know. Let's hear your opinion.
You're right, Bill. And of course, what's going on now is typical every time of the year, and I had that over there for the 3 years when I was the commander of all the forces. We do these exercises. Full Eagle is one of the names. We bring in outside troops, Air Force, Marines, more Army troops, and we have major field exercises right up to the demilitarized zone. And we're preparing with our ally, Korea, there, South Korea, to defend the country if hostilities break out again. Well, the North Koreans see that, and they interpret it wrongly, but they do interpret it as a threat. And so they are, at this time of the year, they make all these outrageous activities and statements. They'll shoot missiles in the sea, as they did a few days ago, just to demonstrate we are here and we are capable of doing you harm, so don't fool around with us. So it's natural. The real thing has got to be, we have got to figure out a way with the Chinese to begin to talk to the North Koreans. We have not talked directly to them at the diplomatic level for a decade, and we've got to do that. We're not going to dissuade them from owning nuclear weapons. They have now, I just read recently, estimates are a dozen nuclear weapons and the makings perhaps of 50 more. They're building them as fast as they can. Why? They're not going to use them, but they can use the threat to use them, and they can sell them for big bucks. Mm. And I think we have to begin to get North Korea under the mantle of control, and that's what we're trying to do with Iran, with the negotiations there, to get their centrifuges and all of their nuclear activity under control. And we may be right at the cusp of being able to do that. The alternative to all of that is war. Do we need to have a war, a nuclear war, in the Middle East because we cannot get an agreement? I think that's mindless.
Okay. General Wickham, I really appreciate you spending a half hour with us today, and our callers, thank you to them, and we'll talk to you next month. Thank you, General.
Thanks very much, Bill. God bless.
Thanks a lot. General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. Big shout out to Mike Emery and his fine automotive team at Perfection Auto Works. They are located very conveniently, Midtown location, one block south of Speedway. The address is 1046 North Beverly, 323-8650. And of course, an easy way to get the phone number and the address is the website, PerfectionAutoWorks.com. I want to also remind folks that we have some fine local talk shows here on KVOI, not just the national menu, but locally, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, 4 to 5 this afternoon. Ray Allen produces that show, and then Ed Alexander will be back on the other side of the glass tomorrow with Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe, then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone, Chris and another guest host, a different guest host every day, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you, 12:04 for the Tuesday edition. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.